podcast family. I trust you had a super splendid week. Welcome to another moment with me here in Parenting Corner, where we discuss salient issues in parenting and offer advice on godly parenting. I remain your beautiful host, Oluwakpelumi Jeanette. First of all, I want to thank everyone for listening to last week's episode. If you are yet to listen to last week's episode, why not quickly just pause this video, this audio, and go and listen to last week's episode. On this week's episode, I want to talk on parents as watchmen. God has set us and set every parent as watchmen over their children. You know, in his mercy, he made us watchmen over our children, and he has entrusted in us the ability and responsibility into raising our children in godly way. So he has set us as watchmen over his children. They are his children, right? The Bible says children are the heritage of God. So they are his, and he gave them to us, and he has set us as watchmen over them. He expects us to watch over them like a shepherd watches over the sheep. It's just like God is our shepherd, right? We know he's the good shepherd, but then he has set over us pastors as shepherds over us to watch over the flock. So parents, every parent is the pastor of their children, in the sense that every parent is the watchman of their children. God has set us to watch over them, to care for them, to treat them as a flock, as a flock of God. So we have to first of all come to that understanding that we are watchmen of our children, number one. We must also come to the understanding that our children are not really ours in the sense of it, they are God's. So we've just been entrusted with the responsibility to bring them up in the way of the Lord, to train them in the way of the Lord, like Luke and Eunice brought up Timothy in the way of the Lord. And that's what God is really trusting for every parent out there, whether you're a father, whether you're a mother. It's not just the job of a mother to do, a father and a mother, every parent out there to raise their children in the way of the Lord, to raise God's children in the way of the Lord. And now that brings us to the question of what is the job of a watchman. If we are the watchman of our children, what are we expected to do? Like I said, the overall objective is to raise our children in the way of the Lord, to bring them up in the fear of the Lord, to teach them to love the Lord, to walk with God. So as a watchman, there are certain things that is expected of us, certain things that are expected of us. First of all, we know that a watchman watches. So it's our duty as parents to watch over our children, both physically and spiritually. Physically, we have to check up on them, constantly check on them physically, check what they eat. As a watchman, we have to check, as a godly parent, as a spiritual parent, as a Christian parent, as a watchman of our children, God's watchman of our children, we have to constantly check what they eat. Are they eating the right kind of food? What they wear? How do they dress? How do they appear? Is it acceptable before God? We have to check what they do. We have to check on the movies they watch. We don't just let our children watch anything anyhow. As watchmen, we have that duty to watch over them. Even the system of the world understand this, and that's why you see YouTube, they have the child version, they have opportunity for parents to be able to monitor what their children do. Not to talk of the scripture, not to talk of spiritually, where God wants us to be careful on what our children consume, want to be careful of what they watch, want to be careful of what they listen to. We don't just leave them to chance and let them just listen to whatever they want to listen to. I mean, I know everybody's talking about freedom for children, the rights of children, but spiritually there are things that God expects us to do. We have to be intentional about it, as I said in the last episode. Check what they watch, what kind of movie they watch, who do they relate with, who are their friends, what do they do, how do they spend their school period, after school period, what do they do? That's our duty. This is what God has committed into our hands as watchmen over our children. We are also to conduct and check their conduct, and also check them spiritually. You know, we have to have spiritual checks over our children. I spoke about checking them physically and spiritually. We have to have spiritual checks of our children, be open in the spirit. You know, I heard the story of a woman who lost her husband and had to raise 4 boys all by herself. She raised a spiritual watch over them. Like, she set up a spiritual watch over her children. Her son shared an experience in which, when he was in school, he decided to just live his life anyhow that he wanted. He started to start hanging out with girls and having girlfriends. He said there was a time he decided to have a sexual intimacy with a lady, and right there his mother called him. His phone rang, literally. And he said he did not pick it because he knew his mom is this kind of nosy person. She just gets to dictate. If they are going haywire, they are going to do something else, their mother will pick it up in the spirit, and she calls them. And then he decided not to pick the call. And all of a sudden, the phone of the girl they wanted to have sexual intimacy with rang. And then when she picked it, discovered it was his mother. That was a woman that has created a spiritual watch over our children. And it's possible, it's a possibility for us as parents to have a spiritual check over our children when our children are going out. There's something that just, it's just like having a monitor. You know, I watched a video of a woman getting a monitor to monitor her children. So even if she's not there, something is wrong, the monitor picks it and alerts them. So also spiritually, we can get alerted. Something is going wrong with our children. Our children are about to do something unpleasant. There is a feeling that we have. There's a monitor that goes up spiritually, and then we know that, oh, something is going on, and then we can carry out a check over our children. This is something that God expects for us as watchmen over our children to do. We can have daily check over them spiritually. Watch over them in the spirit. There's times that we just notice that our child is doing something that's unpleasant, something is wrong with us. We can just have that check in the spirit. I don't know how to put it, but it's not an intuition, but it's a spiritual intuition inspired by the Holy Spirit that makes us know that something is happening with our children. Something is about to go wrong with them. They're about to take a decision that's unpleasant. And at that time, we can come in and get involved in their matter. This is something that every watchman should have. Every spiritual watchman, as we have over our children, should have. A watchman monitors. Yes, not the monitoring spirit kind of monitoring. Yes, I know I have an episode on monitoring of our children, how we should go about it. Yes, as a watchman, we should monitor our children, not to the point whereby we are getting on their toes that we become so nosy. No, we have to monitor our children. Don't leave our things or our children to do whatever they wish to do. You know, there are many things that go on under the unwatchful eyes of parents. You see parents that are not watchful, and then their children do all several sorts of things whereby even outsiders can even dictate it. So as parents, we have to be watchful, and as a watchman, we must be alert and observant. Be really observant. You have to observe what your children do, change in their behavior, change in the things they used to do, something they used to enjoy doing before, something has happened, change. Like, you know, sometimes you can know that your children are already hanging out with the wrong kind of company based on their reaction to spiritual things, their reaction to you. You just should be observant, you should be watchful, you should be alert in the spirit. Pay attention to details. A watchman obtains information in the spirit and in every wise, and pay attention to it. Don't just sweep everything under the carpet and just overlook everything. No, you have to be watchful and pay attention to details. And lastly, to be an effective watchman, one needs to be prayerful. You need to be prayerful. You have to be in tune with the Holy Spirit. You cannot be a watchman who sleeps. Yes, sleeping, now I don't mean physical sleep, who sleeps spiritually. Sleeping over our children is a very dangerous thing. We heard in the Bible that where men slept, the devil came to sow weeds, fears among with. So also as parents, when we sleep, it can be dangerous over the lives of our children. Several things can go wrong. You might have been watching over your child over time, and then maybe you decide to sleep. When you sleep, Satan can do anything at any time. So we have to be really watchful 24/7. Being a watchman is truly hard work. Yeah, it's an hard work, spiritually and physically. But we want to trust God to help us. The Bible says, if a man watch over the city, he watcheth in vain if God doesn't watch over that city. So you want to involve God in this matter. And I always say, God is counting on us. He's counting on us. He has committed these children into our hands. We are stewards in the hands of God. And like the Bible says, it's required of us as stewards to be found faithful. We have to be faithful in raising godly children unto our God. Raising godly children is a huge responsibility, and God is seriously counting on us. It's an agenda for kingdom expansion. Yes, God giving you a child is a kingdom expansion avenue to raise godly children, to raise godly seeds. And it's a revival too. If the nation is going to change for God, turn around to God, it starts from the home. So God giving children to two godly parents is because he intend that through you can raise godly children, that you will turn raise a godly society. And I pray that the Lord gives us the grace to be faithful parents unto our God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Parenting Corner. We're trusting God for more beautiful content for the month of February. Till I come your way again next week, remain prayerful, remain watchful over the seed that is committed into your hands. Bye.